Hey guys, Daniel Tardy here with the Entree Leadership Team. Man, I hope you've enjoyed these episodes that we've been bringing to you guys and trying to just get out content, not necessarily highly produced or on the normal format, but just relevant stuff that you guys can take advantage of every day. And, you know, I've been thinking about a concept I want to share with you guys that hopefully is timely. As you guys are in the middle of figuring out how your business is adapting to all the disruption that's taken place, you know, we're all adapting right now. We all have new issues. We've been talking about that. It's no longer a new concept anymore. I'm inspired because so many of you guys have adapted and you're figuring it out. But you know, just as well as I do, one of the best things you can do in any time of business, not just in crisis, is to get really sound advice. If you can learn from the mistakes of other people and not have to live those mistakes yourself, man, you can save so much time. You know, I mean, thank God that we have books and advisors and mentors. And, you know, I don't know about you, I'm always trying to find good advice, but one of the challenges I've had is deciphering between people that are giving really good advice and people that just have an opinion. So I think this is really important. Let's unpack this for a second. You need good advice, but there are so many people that just have big opinions. And so I made some notes about the ways that I figured out how to decipher whether somebody's got advice or, you know, just an opinion, because somebody's opinion isn't going to take you very far. In fact, it can be kind of like advice. It sounds like a good direction to go, but then later you get in trouble because it wasn't really sound advice. It was just somebody's hot air and they were just puffing you up. So, you know, somebody with advice, they've experienced it. They actually have experience. They actually have gone through the thing that you want to be good at, and they can say something based on street cred. They have knowledge that's from practical experience, not just absorbing a bunch of information out there and regurgitating it. Somebody with an opinion, well, they heard about ways to do it. They've read a book and they're just telling you, hey, here's what I've heard. Here's what I think you ought to do. You know, someone said one time, opinions are like armpits. Everybody's got a couple and they all stink. Well, you don't want somebody that's just regurgitating opinions. You want to listen to somebody that's actually had experience. The second thing that somebody that is likely to be giving you advice, the way you can tell, is they've gone through the full cycle of a situation, the peaks and the valleys. So in other words, in this crisis right now, you know, there are people who are old enough and successful in business that they can go back to other times when the economy was down. And a lot of the same patterns of what's going on right now were true in those situations as well. If this is the first time somebody's been disrupted and they've been thrown out of the car, that's not the person you want to be listening to right now about how to get through the storm. You want somebody that's weathered some storms, not only experienced the upside of the market, but has also experienced the downside and can talk about the full cycle of these experiences. Next thing somebody's going to give you advice on, and you know that they're giving you advice, is this person is more likely to listen and ask you a lot of questions and gain all the context before they speak. People with opinions, well, they're more likely to just start talking because they just want to be heard and they want to be smart. They want to come off as having all the answers. And, you know, sometimes their personality is just wired where they just, you know, they're just word vomiting all the time and they don't even realize they're doing it, but they're just machine gunning you with information instead of slowing down, listening, going, hey, where are you at? Now tell me more about that. Why is that important to you? And, you know, they're like Sherlock Holmes. If they're giving advice, they're going to be a detective and they're going to really try to understand all the nuance of your situation before just telling you what to do. The next thing you're going to look for if somebody's really giving you advice is it's going to feel like they're trying to help, whereas somebody who's giving you an opinion, it feels like they're trying to prove something. Someone who's trying to help, you know that feeling. You know, when they're listening, they're compassionate, they're trying to get in the problem with you and help you solve it. And people with opinions, they just want to be heard. That's not who you want to listen to. You want to be getting advice from people who don't care about being heard. They care about solving the problem that you're trying to solve. And lastly, and this is really just kind of in summary, somebody who's given you advice, they have a story. They have a story. They've got scars they can point to. They have pain, and their story isn't all complete. They don't have it all buttoned up. They don't claim to have it all figured out. They haven't condensed all the answers of the universe down into cute little sayings. They're a real person with a story. They're kind of like, hey, here's some things I've learned and here's some things I've gone through, but I don't know. And they're likely to connect you to people and resources that they also have counted on that have helped them in their story. The opposite of that, somebody with an opinion, is someone with a platform. And this is so messy these days because everybody has a freaking platform, Instagram and blogs and Twitter. And it's so easy now to build a following. And, you know, I've read the books and I've seen the workshops that marketers teach on how you build a list and the, you know, the gimmicky ways of getting people to like your stuff. And there's a formula. I mean, people have gotten really good at building platforms, but they have done nothing to actually create their own credibility. They've just done a lot of platform building. So be careful who you're listening to. Just because someone has a lot of followers, doesn't mean they're worth following. So right now, I want you to be thinking about, who am I going to get advice from as I step forward, as I relaunch my business, as I rebuild, as I put the pieces back together? Who are my advisors going to be? Because Proverbs tells us that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel. So my encouragement for you right now is, when you're thinking about who your counsel is, make sure it's people who have advice, not people who just have opinions. All right, guys, keep doing it. You're going to get through it. You're going to rebuild. You're going to move forward. You have what it takes. Get some people in your corner that can give you advice. That's going to be a key part of your success. And until next time, keep learning and keep leading.